first generation to come to be here, it wasn't clear you would be at his side. But now you will be taking him to Quinnipiac today. How does that feel?
Ma'am, actually, this is my long life dream. My son is going to Quinnipiac University. It's a very good university. So I'm feeling very good. And she's start to Monday to college. So I'm very happy.
And Samir, it's pretty stressful to start college and also exciting. And it's further you are stressed by the idea that you are losing your mother. Now she will be at your side, taking you to school today. How do you feel?
I feel relieved because I got knocked into the political world without even knowing about it and trying. For the last month, I've met with various politicians, various supporters, and I want to thank everybody. And there was also a petition. I want to thank the 43,000 people that signed that petition to keep Salma home / keep my mom home. So after all, I feel like the hard work paid off, and I know this is not the end, and this is just the beginning of what's going to happen in the future. But I'm just relieved that on the first day of school, we can keep the tradition going of me and my mom dropping me off in front of everybody and embarrassing me.
Well, Salma Sikander and Samir Mahmood, congratulations. And Samir, have a great year at Quinnipiac. I want to wish Vesta Gadarz a happy birthday. That does it for our broadcast. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Nermeen Sheikh. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah, 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Listen to Radio Pizza Party with Tristan and Jack.
Hear two grown men talk about the movie Chud and the quirks of the human condition with guests, segments, and music.
It's completely professional and serious. We're just bad at what we do.
Be a lot better if you knew anything about running the boards.
Well, Jack, maybe if you're a little more patient, I could actually learn and not feel like I have to be the maestro of the boards every damn time.
We've been doing this for a year. Listen to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, Friday nights from 6 to 7:30.
10,000 hours, Jack? 10,000 hours!
Last time I checked, there's more than 10,000 hours in a year, Tristan. You don't have a job.
The Leo Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
Welcome to Radio Pizza Party on CITR.
It's a Friday night throwdown.
101.9
101.9 FM.
Not 101.4, not 101.5, not 101.6 or 7 or 8.
Those are other radio stations.
That we don't trust. It's 101.9.
AM or FM?
Yes.
FM.
Broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded territory of the Musqueam people. 1 second.
Tristan's coughing. This is another episode of Tristan Coughs.
Too hype.
A little too hype.
Too hype for me. How's your week been, Tristan?
My week. My week has been good. It's been eventful. It's been probably one of the best weeks of my life.
Why would you say that?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I got the Nobel Prize,
first of all,
so that was a big thing for me. I'm not sure. I made a post on Insta about it, so check me out.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I also got nominated for an Emmy, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What for?
Well, they didn't specify. It was
weird. They just said you've been nominated for an
Emmy. They're saying you got an Emmy. I guess I got the Emmy because that's, now that I think about it, that's what it said. It said, you got an Emmy, bro. And I just had to go in there and put in my, I had to re-authenticate my email, which is weird, put in my password, address, all that. But I think I got an Emmy coming in the mail.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're talking Emmy to me?
Emmy?
Emmy?
Emmy. What's that for? Emmy, long ago. We actually.
Emmy Longstocking.
So my name is.
Tristan Wheeler.
And your name is? Jack Lamming.
Yes.
I was hoping a little more. And this is Radio Pizza Parter. We usually hang out here. We have discussions on topics. We have segments. We have guests. We have people call in sometimes.
I mean, I know the show isn't very planned, but just hang out. Like, we just sort of talk.
Okay, we do more than hang out. We have
Thank
a lot of
you.
Prepared discussion.
We hang out with benefits.
But I like people to think that we're just hanging out, being chill.
Yeah.
You know, you're part of our conversation, listener, driving down the highway, listening to, you got one tape deck, listening to trucker songs, the other tape deck, listening to this song.
What are trucker songs?
Like, songs like, I'm driving a truck, or Hey, I'm on the radio, CB radio.
Breaker, 1-9.
Breaker, 1-9.
Yeah. I love to break them and build them.
I got a bunch of luggage back here. By luggage, I mean, like, I don't know, what, like soap? I don't know what things. There's all sorts of things in those transportation trucks. But it is not just me and Jack, which it sometimes is, usually is, mostly is.
Yeah.
We have a guest.
Who I think is an expert on trucks.
Yeah.
And I think we should probably break open an episode of All About Trucking.
Yes,
this
we
guy.
Should.
All right.
For this mother trucker.
Let's fade that up.
Great commentary. At the end of the day, all of
it. What's your name, caller?
Caller.
I'm not a caller, man.
Speak right into the microphone.
All right, my name is Matthew Munsell.
Speak right into the mic.
I've been on the show before.
Have you?
What is this song?
And I was afraid to speak when they were talking because I didn't know if I was allowed to speak.
No, that's courteous.
Yeah, you're allowed to speak.
Jack,
now.
Can you chill? This is driving me insane.
This is an episode of All About Trucking.
Turn it down. This is driving me bonkers. It's like too much talking and not mute. It's like a snare drum and a guy talking in a radio.
It was Struck and Convoy, but I didn't realize how long the intro to that song was.
So yeah, we're here with
Matthew.
Matthew yep. Wenzel.
That's me.
Check him out on Instagram.
Should we say his
no,
ad? Or?
No, they got to
figure it out.
They'll figure it out through the episode.
They also have to figure out how to spell your last name.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the hardest part. Matt, people can usually figure that out.
Yeah. The few always throws people off.
Yeah, once you get to the few, that's.
Only the few.
Few can do
figure
that.
It out.
Yeah. So, Matt.
Tell us about yourself.
Tell us about yourself.
Let the listeners know who you are.
Yeah. All those things.
Well, I'm Matt. I'm a good friend of Jack's and Tristan's. Well, I've known them for some time. Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Hi.
That hurts, man.
Okay.
Well, would you like a donut? A Hertz donut?
You
punch him in
the
head.
Joke. No, don't hit me.
I just hit him.
He did.
Ow, is what Matthew would have said if he wasn't so prideful.
So far, so.
You prideful idiot.
Yeah, he's yeah. Very full of pride, this guy. He's stubborn. Headstrong.
But that's why we have him on the show. Matt, what have you been up to? What are you doing?
I'm just, you know, I'm chilling in Vancouver, seeing my friends. I just got back from a lot of places, was traveling the world, seeing things.
Big things.
And small things.
Which things have you seen?
Yeah, name a small thing, name a big thing.
And to be clear, it doesn't necessarily have to be from your travels. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Preferably something you've seen, though. I just want to add that.
Seen like a little tick, you know, like the bug.
Scary.
And then I've also seen like a big old tree.
Did the tick fall out of the tree?
No, it was separate occasions.
Okay, that's good. When you saw the tick, was it attached to a person? Where was that situation?
I was on the wall by my bed.
Well, that tick was probably like, this person's got dehydrated. Trying to suck on their blood in the wall.
I hope it didn't. I hope a tick didn't. I saw more than one tick. I saw a lot of ticks by my bed.
What?
Not at different times. Okay.
Once, like having a party. Did you see like maybe a set of small speakers?
Yeah, but that was another. That was a whole nother purpose for those.
Tiny.
What?
Speakers for what?
Do you have tiny ears? Your headphones seem to be fitting on just fine.
No, they're for a group of flies having a party, not the ticks.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So Matt, you
wait,
just
wait. Has he named a big thing?
Oh, to be honest, he did.
The tree. Oh, yeah. It was a real big tree.
Try paying attention, Jack.
No, to be honest, he's got such dulcet tones. I tune him right out. They're too dulcet for me.
They're too good.
They're too so nice.
You just let the musicality.
What does dulcet mean?
Tristan, I don't actually know this one.
I think it has to do with a dulcimer.
What's a dulcimer?
What's a dulcimer? Like a dunce? Because I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think it's like a dunce.
Wow.
Kirsten.
Oh, it's like Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. So you have a voice akin to Kirsten Dunst.
Was she
Dunst.
From the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. All three of them.
You know that bit where she's falling off a bridge or something and she's screaming?
Yeah.
That's what your voice is like. You have a voice like a screaming Kirsten Dunst.
I don't know how to feel about that.
In that movie, though, isn't Kirsten Dunst also a singer?
She's a like a
lounge singer.
No,
she's in plays.
Yeah, oh, she's like a Broadway performer.
She's a singer.
She's a subpar one.
She's an airport lounge singer.
No, I'm thinking of in the third one, the other girl's a lounge singer or
Gwen
something.
Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
You know what? I'd like to see a spinoff movie.
Hmm.
Gwen Stacy's mom.
Yes.
Who I hear has got it going on.
Wow. So it's
anyway, we should get onto the
her
news.
Her dealing with the death.
Yeah. We should get onto the news. This is our theme song for the news segment.
Some news to discuss.
Why is that still playing?
Well, Jack, typically you have to stop things. That's why.
I don't like to stop things.
Evident in this show. You should have stopped a long time ago.
Here's news. News. News.
Open
news.
Up the newspaper, see
news.
What's inside.
News.
If it's something
news.
That's going to make you cry, welcome the news.
Was I allowed to contribute there?
Of course.
Of course
yeah, not.
Yeah, that's why we brought you on. You can go now. All right. Here's our first item of...
Item.
Okay, all right, item. Michael Cohen is going to jail.
You guys hear about that?
I said it with the... it loud because you put it in capitals, Tristan.
Yeah,
writes these.
Michael,
so if they're ever bad, you can tweet at him at @T_Wheeler.
Yeah, or follow me.
you can follow me at @Jack_Lamming1, I think that's my Twitter.
Yeah, Jack is horrible.
This is the time
So Michael Cohen has going to jail. Matt, how do you feel?
Do you know who Michael Cohen is?
Do you know what
is?
That means?
Yeah, isn't he the Donald Trump's lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We say President Donald Trump here.
So what do you think?
Is he like going to jail or is he like on trial?
He's going to jail. He pled guilty.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
For what?
That's a good question.
Being too cool,
I think. Being too cool and for school.
Yeah, do you want me to Google it?
Three. Matthew, two counts of cool and four counts of school.
How too can you cool. have more counts of school than for cool?
Yeah, because he has two cool and four school.
Oh, jeez.
He's just too cool for school. So that's how that goes.
What's next up on the... Jeez, I think the smoke is affecting my throat.
Yeah, you're a very phlegmy boy. I've seen your phlegm jar today.
It's filled. It's packed in. I've had to shove it down with a stick.
Is this like a mason? Does it have a lid or do you just leave it out in the open?
The thing is, it's like, you know, you see in like cartoons, hillbillies drinking out of those clay bottles that say XXX
on
them?
Yeah, there's X's on them.
Yeah. It's he like does that.
Does it like harden up and you can use it as like a candle or something? Or
like a candle in the wind. Next all right, news item. Next piece.
Ancient horse found permanently frozen in permafrost, bit redundant, to be turned into the world's worst glue.
Why?
Because it's too cold. It won't flow.
Yeah, there's a there was a horse that was like...
Do they use horses to make glue?
They use horse hooves.
No way.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I learned something new today.
So when you see a horse, it's made of glue.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. When you see a glue, it's made of horse.
Yep.
What is the last thing you've glued, Matthew? Oh.
Good.
That's a good question.
Nagada.
I haven't used glue in a long time.
Oh, you've kicked that addiction, eh?
Yes, indeed.
You know that song, Might As Well Face It, You're Addicted to Glue?
Yeah.
Doesn't apply to Matthew's life anymore.
But nope. It should. That's a good song.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish that applied to my life.
Yeah, Might As Well Face It.
That's a cool song.
It's so cool. You ever see the video?
No.
Robert Palmer just walk around. There's like showgirl type looking ladies like wearing all that like
is this
Copacabana
a real song?
Stuff. Yeah, it's a real song. Might As Well Face It, You're Addicted to Glue.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. It is real.
Okay, I believe you.
It is
in
Israel.
From Israel?
Yeah, he's from Israel. Robert Palmer. Next news item there, Mr. Lambo. Ha ha ha. Got
Robert
him.
Robert Palmer died.
Hmm?
That's
just now?
News, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How?
He said somebody made a parody.
What?
That was his last words. He said, somebody made a parody of my song.
Oh, which...
And then he died.
They made a parody of Might As Well Face It, You're Addicted to Glue?
Yeah.
What was it called?
What could have been?
It was called You're Addicted to Love.
That is so disgusting.
It's disrespectful, to be honest.
That's pretty disrespectful.
Yeah.
And not funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's an actual song at that point.
Yeah.
Which
I
don't
that's
understand.
Egregious.
I think it's egregious Philbin.
It's egregious filibuster. And I'm just going to keep talking and talking, and nobody can take this
we
away.
We have an hour and a half to talk and talk.
Off the rails.
Off the rails in a good way, like retiring a train.
Yeah.
Because
it goes to go into a big farm upstate and train things around. Train other trains.
Train.
Train training
A trainer
day.
Train. Yeah. Ooh, there's make a movie.
He makes other trains smoke angel dust. Run around the city with him shooting people. I've never seen that movie.
Honestly, I think that's what happens in that movie.
Yeah, I know he makes him smoke angel dust. Anyway, last piece of news.
You'd think angel dust is a good thing, but it's a bad thing.
They should call it devil dust.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to tweet that later. Angel dust? Or like devil dust?
Someone's going to tweet it now that you've said it. You're
yeah, someone else tweet
that,
I got to do it now. I got to do it now. Tristan, you talk for a while.
Okay, so, Matt.
Yeah.
Wait, no, Jack, that's not... Just go
They're
to the
They're going to steal it!
No one's going to steal that. I can guarantee it. One sec, Matt. Can you just talk for a second? I just need to make a tweet.
Don't do it.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm inexperienced.
Wait,
I win.
What is it?
I win. I beat him.
Okay. Do we have any more news items?
Yeah, we have one more.
Okay.
This one, Matthew's really going to get.
Okay.
Maxime Bernier is really going to do just what he's doing.
I do not understand that in the slightest.
Tristan, you know more about it than I do.
Matt has been out of the country.
Yeah, he's
so
somewhere.
So Maxime Bernier.
Yeah.
Bernier, is that how you pronounce it? Bernier?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
he failed French class like 7 times.
He was supposed to be, he wasn't supposed to be. He was slated to win the Conservative Party leadership. He lost to Andrew Scheer, which was a bit of a surprise. Now he's going off saying, this whole diversity thing is ridiculous. And then he's going to create his own Conservative Party.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He's
or
just
not good. I don't know. I don't know enough. I don't know where my opinion on this lies.
A big fan of immigrants.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not good.
You are correct.
Good one.
The astute observation.
The astute master
of blasters.
And ceremonies.
And
even
my
emails. All right.
What has happened?
Now that has been some news to discuss.
No, but what just happened, though?
Let me play us out a bit on that one. Cowboy for Pete with a reaper. What is that? That's been the news theme song. All right, Matt. We're going to pick a topic.
Okay, let's do it.
We are just blasting through the segments here.
Do we have a...
We got a lot planned for today.
We do have a lot planned for today.
Yeah. R.I.P. to Nick. Let's pick a
topic. Wait a minute. Did Nick die when he fell off that cliff?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him for a couple hours, so who knows what could have happened. He could have succumbed to his injuries.
Is Nick the guy who made the song?
Yeah. He also recently, well, kind of recently, fell off a cliff.
How big?
Like Wile E. Coyote big.
Yeah.
Like he was right on the ledge and he sawed off.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh no.
Right before he fell, he put up a sign that said, uh-oh.
Yeah, and then he fell, but his head stayed up for a minute, and he went, zoinks, and then he fell
down. He fell, broke his leg, shoulder, got a concussion, and he had to get helicoptered out.
Now,
we love you, Nick.
One of those details is a lie.
It's one of the legs.
No. One of those two stories. So the first part being the Wile E. Coyote bit might be a lie, or the injuries that happened, I guess. Are those a lie?
That's a good question. I think I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
Okay, thank you. We'll get your answer by the end of today's episode. What is our topic?
Matthew, pick a number between 1 and 60,000.
50,000 and 5.
Wouldn't you know it?
What the F?
This one, I think might be a little bit applicable to our current guest. How did you know that?
Because I have all the lists in front of me.
Oh,
as
of course.
Well.
How did I know that? I don't have them open.
Well, we do share a bond similar to the Shining Twins.
Yeah, bring it over here.
I don't like that noise. It was right in my ear.
The magic of headphones. Okay, Africa. We have heard through the grapevine, Marvin Gaye song for all the listeners.
Yes.
That you have some experience with that little continent. It's not a country.
It's not that little.
Ooh, first fact. Africa is not little. So far, so good, Jack. Give me
He's
that.
Got it. He just, yeah, I think this bumped. Guy may have been nearby that area.
I was just in Ghana.
Let's keep the details for later. Tell me one more thing you know about Africa.
It has people.
He's got a bit of expertise.
I don't know if I've ever seen a photo, but I have heard that before.
I have photos. On my phone.
Well, I'll have to look. I mean, I'd want to get those independently verified, but
all right.
See if there's any Photoshop.
Let me throw you a curveball.
Okay.
Tell me something you don't know about Africa.
Ooh, how is he going to answer that one?
I don't know what I don't know.
Okay, George W. Bush.
All right. What would you say is Africa's biggest export? If you were to give a wild approximation of how many tons it is.
Just, how many tons?
Yeah.
Tons of this product.
Tons,
yeah.
Tons and
whatever it is.
Tons and tons of...
It's a very resource-rich continent, so...
Yeah, come on, man.
Maybe man, I don't know.
Is it... I'm gonna... Can I guess?
Yeah.
Iron.
Let me tell you that in a second. No.
Mm.
It's palm oil.
What, really?
Oh, damn, man.
Palm oil, then is this may
mineral.
This may be in terms of value, not weight, because the next one's gold and diamonds, and I can't imagine
I
they're bringing
gold.
Out.
I thought gold was on my mind.
Hey,
well, you
hey,
didn't.
With this guy, gold's always on his mind.
What is he, a record producer?
Give me
who's
a,
not that ambitious because he doesn't want to get platinum records. He's like, you know what? Once I hit 500,000.
He's a realistic record producer.
Yeah, once I hit 500,000. Calm down.
We are good. We're set.
We're done.
That's hey, I'm happy with that. The bands are happy.
Can I just bring up a thing?
Yeah.
They changed the way that records go platinum now. Mm-hmm. Now everybody goes platinum.
How do they go platinum?
They added in streaming numbers, which I mean to be fair, nobody buys albums anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, like, they made it super easy. You have to listen to a song like 3 times for it to count as a sale.
And officially now the most listened to or like the most highest selling record according based on the streaming is like the Eagles' Best Of.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
No, it's true. It beat Thriller yesterday because of the way they count it now.
Are people not listening to Thriller all that much?
But people are jamming out to Life in the Fast Lane.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Hotel California.
Hotel California.
Desperado.
Despacito.
Yes. All these Eagles songs, which are also popular.
All right. So, Matthew, it seems like you know a lot and don't know a lot about Africa.
That's a lot. That's a fair amount of people. So I think you're in the... Maybe above average, honestly, maybe once we figure some discussion out.
Once we figure some stuff out. I'm going to quiz you
about
why you know all this stuff in just a minute.
In just one second.
We're going to take a QLB. Matthew, can you tell me what that stands for? What's another word for fast? It starts with a Q.
Quick?
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Little break.
No.
Yes, yeah.
Little break.
Jeez, can't pull the wool over this guy's eyes unless he's wearing a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he needs to get it off.
I don't want to talk about that on the show, man. This is the kid show. All right, we're going to be back in 3 minutes. See you
soon.
You're
a kid's show.
Bye.
dance music, reggae music. It's tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out. Bless out.
Him and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance and tack up.
Well-known pimp. Narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Enough of that. We're back to Radio Pizza Party.
RPB.
RPB? Radio Pizza Barge.
Winky winky.
That's what we should do next year. We should only broadcast from a barge.
There's an idea. How many radio shows have broadcasted from water? Aside, of course, pirate radio.
Or
the boat that rocks.
Or the rocks, depending on where you're from.
Where you're from.
Is that cost efficient?
You're, of course, listening to
radio. Well, the big expenditure is extension cords.
Extension cords to the mainland.
Yeah. How far out do you plan on going?
Well,
300
our
meters.
Range is around 100 feet, so 300 meters or so.
Wow.
Because the further out you go on water, the further away you are from buildings, so the bigger your range gets.
True.
Mm-hmm. So we're like,
every meter you go on water extends your range by about a foot. So further out we go, it's just going to get better.
Yeah. That's why we're out so close to the water here at UBC, broadcasting from that place on unceded
territories of the Musqueam people. Tristan and I.
Tristan and I. I mean, Jack and I. Ha ha.
You're Tristan.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Jack.
He's Jack. And we've been discussing lots of things. We've been talking, but our main topic of discussion today is Africa with our guest.
Matthew.
Tristan, has Matthew ever been to Africa?
Okay, so he said earlier we were discussing off mic, off the record.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this because it's off record.
What did he say?
Here's some just insider gossip. Yeah. He said he's been to Ghana, and I don't know if that counts.
Do you want me to Google
what that means?
Do you want me to Google what Ghana
look
is?
Google.
Thanks for doing the Google. Yeah. The Google song very quiet. Yeah. It says it's a country in West Africa.
I think, okay, we're back,
all right, Matt.
Matthew.
Yeah.
So, you've been to
Africa. You said you've been to Ghana.
Yes.
Which, as I see, is West Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Care to explain?
Yeah.
There's like, listen, you know how there's like East and West?
Germany? I'm aware of that.
No, like directions in general.
I know of an east and a west coast.
I know left and right.
Okay, now think of like left, but only if you're looking at it a certain way, right?
So right? Because left, that can be that.
You're completely 100% correct.
Okay. So if you go right, depending where you are.
If you go far enough right, you'll eventually get to the left side of Africa. And north has to be up in this case.
Up. Well, the sky's up.
On a map, a two-dimensional map of the entire world.
Okay, so I'm supposed to grab one of those and then what?
Then you just find Ghana, man.
You said you've been to this place, Ghana. Why were you there, brother?
I was working at a job.
Okay, well, don't need to. You can put a little emphasis on, you know.
I was a web developer.
Put some zhuzh in
this company. Some zhuzh. You were a web?
Web developer for this company.
Oh, cool. Okay. So you spent some time in Ghana then?
Yes.
What? Tell us about Ghana. What's the deal with Ghana?
It's cool. It's warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All the guys.
It's cool, but then you also say it's warm. So
where's the facts?
Oh, you're right. I meant cool as in
like interesting.
The general attitude is
everyone's level-headed. Nice.
Are there a lot of ice machines?
I could not answer that. Maybe.
Did you ever use an ice machine?
I did not.
Okay, so. So you've been to West Africa.
I have.
In Ghana. So yes. when someone says, "Hey, what's that place like?" you would say, "Cool, but also warm."
No.
Well, so you've done. Okay. What's going on in that place?
All the men wear Gucci flip-flops.
All of them?
Not every single one, but an overwhelming amount wear Gucci flip-flops.
Okay.
I'm not sure if these are manufactured by the actual Gucci brand or if they are replicas, but
okay, so
I've seen a lot.
Ghana.
Did you ask them?
I did not.
Cool.
Did you want to ask them?
Not particularly.
Why didn't you?
Because...
Were you scared of them?
Yeah.
No. It was just...
Then why
seemed like
would you
a mundane
wanna...
thing to ask somebody.
I'm sure they would have been happy to have been like, yeah, these are some mother effing Gucci's.
Which, what does the F stand for there, Tristan? Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're picking it up.
I'm picking it up.
He's got some of that social...
awareness.
Awareness of what I mean when I say that.
All right, Tristan, go on with your question.
Again. Yeah, so I was just saying, so far we've learned that Ghana is cool, but is also warm.
Yes.
All the men wear Gucci flip-flops.
Yes.
What did all the women wear?
Yeah.
If there's more variation, you know, amongst the footwear of the women.
Okay. Cool. So would you see a sneaker?
Occasionally, yes.
Would you see a flat?
Yes, that was also in abundance.
A ballet flat?
I did not see any ballet flats. Assuming that's what ballet dancers wear. Ballerinas.
Is a male ballerina dancer or ballet dancer a ballerino?
A ballerooney.
Ballerooney, Mickey Rooney.
What about a Ballowayne Rooney?
Ooh, I like that.
It seems like it
would
be
Wayne Rooney fan?
Who's Wayne Rooney?
He used to be the head of the English football team, and he looks like a hard-boiled egg.
Ooh, cool.
He's the roundest head I've ever seen.
Cool. Okay, so you're really being sparse with these details on Ghana, and I'm starting to doubt that you went there.
I went. I have pictures.
Yeah, like I said, I wanted to maybe, like, I'll look at them gladly, but I want to get maybe a photo expert in to take a look.
Speaking of photo experts, this is what Wayne Rooney looks like. If people are listening at home.
So everybody, if you really want to picture what Wayne Rooney looks like, imagine Jack holding up a laptop in the middle of a radio show and then showing us a picture of some guy.
That's what Wayne Rooney looks like. It's eerie somehow. Somehow it's eerie.
Lake Erie. Okay, so
Lake Erie.
You lived in Ghana for how long?
4 months.
So did you love it? Did you like it? What did you do in your free time other than work? What was going on there? I haven't heard about this.
Oh man, you know, most of the time I was working, but I spent a lot of time, you know, exercising, just enjoying the sights to see, meeting people, you know, socializing, just, you know, living my life, man.
So the same stuff you would regularly do, except for exercising.
If I'm traveling, I like to do things in rhymes, so I'm looking for sights to see and a place to pee.
Yeah.
Were you doing those two things?
Ever?
Yeah, actually.
Did you find a place to pee? And can I Google it?
I found places to pee. I don't think that they would show up on any kind of Google search. It's quite a mundane.
Did you thing. Like maybe go pee at a
there's
mall?
A Google Maps. Yeah, there's. If you got the ad, you got the coordinates.
I don't think I ever went pee in a mall. I visited some malls, but it was brief.
Kay.
No, I did pee in a mall.
I do want to say.
Did you pee in the bathroom of this mall?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Thanks.
This is enough pee discussion.
I'm very like. I appreciate you coming on the show, of course, and I do not want to be disrespectful.
I feel like this is going to be disrespectful.
I don't want to disrespect you. Oh, okay. Lord, strike me down if I doth say a disrespect.
You said it, not me.
But I think you're kind of lying a little.
I'm not lying.
Because you're giving very, like, when I asked you what you went to Ghana, what you did when you went to Ghana, you just kind of said normal things. Like, you didn't give anything that we could, like, verify. So
you weren't like, I hung out with the president of Ghana.
Yeah, you weren't like
I hung out with Miss Teen Ghana. I went to the,
I got to ride in
I went to
the
WWE
Teen Choice Awards Ghana. I was on Ghana's Got Talent.
Yeah,
I like, didn't
none of this
of
stuff
those,
is Ghana specific.
I went to Ghana meets Niger 2018. Nigeria, like, is short for Nigeria.
Oh. So what's that?
It's like a big concert where they have all the famous artists from Ghana.
Is that
and from Nigeria?
Is it Kanye?
No, like a concert.
Oh,
so they had music.
Sorry, I just heard
it's music.
So wait, big crowd though.
Big crowd, yeah.
Yeah, it would probably be pretty hard to find you in that crowd, hey?
That's true.
So I don't know about that one either.
I got to ride in one of the president's bodyguard's convoys. Not a convoy, but like just his car that he would drive in the convoy, his decked out government safety car thing.
So what kind of things did you see in there? Was like a bottle of champagne,
just
dagger.
Drove really fast and had the sirens on and everyone got out of the way.
As one does when sirens are on.
Yeah, but he wasn't driving anyone important. It was just like me.
Hey, I'd like to say that you're someone important, Matt.
Hey, thank you.
Jack, what are you doing?
Just hanging out. I'm ordering food.
What?
No, I'm not. I was looking at our brand mail.
Oh yeah, so maybe we'll
put
these half truths, maybe kind of exaggerations.
Please believe me.
I'm not sure if any of them are real.
Please
believe
me.
I was ordering food.
I was about to get out of here.
Do you guys want pepperoni on it? All right, I'm gonna play the.
You wouldn't need to ask that. We are the pepperoni for the radio pizza. Pepperoni. Yeah, so we do have some mail from the CEO of CITR. That we're gonna read.
So if you can shut up for a minute, Matthew, I'm gonna play the theme song.
Yeah, for 1 second.
Are you okay?
Yes.
All right. Driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, and one of them is smelling his armpits. This is an episode of Pran Mail. All right, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna read this out.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, Pran. So Prander McGunter.
Prander McGunter.
Is the CEO of CITR.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think last time we introduced that we don't know their gender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I need to get my Prander voice ready. All right. I'm ready.
Hey, guys. It's Prander McGunter.
Sounds just like him.
The CEO of CITR, bracket, or as my friends call me, the absolute madman, close bracket. I've been really digging the show. I find that the whole variety show I'm at is really doing well for the numbers, which are absolutely plummeting. That being said, I know that improv comedy is, like, the thing, air quotes, weird that he wrote that, these days. People see a few episodes of Snall starring Jason Sudeikis and they all think they're in the next Gilda Radner. But, comma, space, space.
What?
Why don't you guys try discussing something with a little more seriousness?
make a nice left turn and get the people thinking. It's the CITR way. Here are some topics of conversation. Income inequality, gun control, the long-term effects of nuclear testing. I know you guys might be nervous to really delve close. So here's a little soundboard to aid in the discussion. https://.
You can probably skip that.
I'm not mad. Sincerely, Brander. All right, I'm going to open up this soundboard.
Yeah, so I guess he gave us three topics of discussion to kind of make it a little more of a serious
real?
Show. Yes,
yeah,
the CEO of CITR.
This is Brander McGunter.
This is like the guy who's in charge of
the person.
Whether your show...
The person, we don't know their...
Yeah, we don't know their gender.
The person in charge of whether your show lives or dies.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you just made a very nice impression.
That's literally what they sound like.
Really?
Like if you ever ran into them in the halls of the many labyrinths of CITR, you'll be like, you'll hear that, and you'll be like, that wasn't even disrespectful what Jack was doing. Oh, so this is the soundboard that we were given to.
There's one on here that's just called boobies, and I'm scared.
Okay.
Here's one of our topics. Let's start with income inequality.
Okay, so Matt, where do you stand on income inequality? Like, what do you think?
Are we doing like a drastic shift?
Yeah, this is like
in the
just for now. We'll do 3 minutes per topic.
Yeah, we'll do a few minutes of
really.
Okay. Yeah.
Income inequality.
And if I think you guys need to shut up, I'll say
shut the hell up. All right.
That's how you know you're out of time.
Okay, it's obviously like income inequality between what two?
Between rich bodies. People and poor people.
Okay, yeah, like...
People who have money and people who do not.
Obviously, it's a huge problem and it's growing, and I myself don't have the solutions, but...
That's
fine,
hey, we're not that. We don't ask him for that.
All right, Tristan Stern. If you don't have any solutions, Matthew,
you can cut
off. Shut the hell up.
What?
You heard Tristan, give me some solutions.
Okay, solutions. Take away everyone's money. We're done with money. Bam. Solution number one.
How will we pay for things?
Okay, solution to that issue. Solution to that issue. You don't have to pay for things anymore. Just grab them.
What about the people who are better at grabbing than other people?
They have to be blindfolded or something.
How will we regulate this new... How will we make these blindfolds?
With, I don't know, material.
What if the grabby people, what if the better grabbers grab all of the blindfolds before we have a chance
I think in this situation, we'll have a responsible governmental policy that's going to implement these things fairly. Yeah.
Okay, that seems like it'll work.
Jack, where do you stand?
I say for all these.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Tristan, you're taking over the moderator chair?
Yeah.
I want to hear what you have to say about this.
All right. I think income inequality is bad. I think everybody should be a billionaire, and Louis Vuitton should go out of business.
What does that have to do with the other two?
That's just a personal thing.
Okay.
You can take it or leave it if you like.
I'll take it.
You don't like Louis Vuitton? Louis Vuitton? If I ever try to become a French citizen, they're going to play this. They're like, it is mon dieu de verre.
I don't know that much about Louis Vuitton, to be honest.
Soundboards are fun. All right, should we try the next one?
Yeah. Let's move on.
What was the next one?
The next one was gun control.
Gun control. I'd say if you can't control your gun, you shouldn't own one. Matthew, get the mic out of there.
That was the immature thing you'd done.
These are very serious topics.
Yeah, these are very serious.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, so obviously this is a huge issue. I don't know why Prander thought this would help the discussion, this soundboard.
I don't like it.
What happens if you aren't serious? Is something like bad going to happen?
Don't you know that smoking can kill you?
Speaking of gun control, smoking gun. I think that's evidence.
Yeah, that's I really don't get the soundboard thing, but there's a little marker by each of these saying, press this when someone mentions this. So
okay, what if I mention nuclear bombs?
Tasmanian she-devil.
That one doesn't really line
up. Is he saying that nuclear bombs are the she-devil?
Wait, we're not on to the nuclear bomb discussion yet, are we?
All right, what if I bring...
Meep, meep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's go on to that one.
We're moving over topics quickly. What if I say that nuclear testing is bad?
Kaboom.
I think it's a bit more nuclear,
that was
like,
in my
nuclear
head.
Technology testing or nuclear bomb testing?
Both of them!
Those are vastly different.
I'd say...
Those are different things.
I'd say if it has a nucleus, it can explode.
You know, you got so many nucleuses all inside of you right now. Newsflash. You're made up of nucleuses and other things, too.
Kaboom.
What are the other things? What if... Okay, what if nucleuses were so...
This is getting off topic.
So
we gotta talk about
that if you got hit by a car, it would be like a nuclear bomb exploding.
I don't think we would have made it to the point where cars existed.
That's true. Somebody slaps you too hard. Mushroom cloud.
Kaboom.
The first fist fight ever to exist would have ended humanity.
Hit kaboom again, Tristan. That was perfect for it.
What is that?
Me feeling ill.
It
says
it just says plops.
Yeah, this is good radio.
So Prander, I don't know why you thought this would be a good aid in a kind of serious discussion. It just kind of made everything seem sort of silly.
You get
like that. What does that?
That doesn't help anyone.
That doesn't help anyone.
No one, I say, Matthew. No one.
Not a single person?
None!
Why don't we just do a segment where... No, hold up. I got an idea. Why don't we just play a bunch of them and then Jack has to imitate them real quick after?
Quiet! I said quiet! What's the matter? You deep or something?
That one, I feel a bit personally attacked.
Yeah,
after that
are you deep or something?
What?
Good one.
Deferred. Down.
Are you John Diefenbaker or something?
Haha.
Let's close up the episode of Pran Mail. This is getting. All right, let me close it up. Do you think Thin Lizzy ever made a song when they broke up called "The Boys Are Leaving Town"?
Yeah, it was, and it was the exact same song, but just in a minor key.
I still don't know what minor key means.
It would sound really weird.
Yeah, it sounds messed up, dude.
I think you could. There's videos on YouTube where people make songs into minor keys. I bet you there's one for this song. I don't know if you have to look that up right now, but
yeah, I do.
So can you turn this one off, please? Thank you.
Fine.
So Matt, you've spent some time in Africa.
Ghana specifically.
Specifically. Did you go anywhere else, or are you just in Ghana?
I was just in Ghana. I didn't have a visa to go anywhere else. It was a whole process.
Did you see all of Ghana? Because it's a pretty small country compared
to... No, I did not see all of Ghana. It's small comparatively, but it would have been a 14-hour bus ride to go see the northern regions. And I didn't make it up there.
So what...
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because I was busy.
Are you not cool enough?
Yeah.
Were people
not.
You try to go buy a bus ticket and they're like, not this guy.
He's too busy.
Almost every
single
time.
He's way too busy.
So what city or what area did you mostly stay in?
I was staying in
Accra. Oh, we got a call coming in.
We do?
Yeah, right. So maybe I'll quickly answer that.
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
It is going just wonderful, except for I'm furiously outraged.
What?
You're furiously outraged.
Why are you mad?
Why?
What's going on?
Well, I've been listening to your hilarious little radio show,
listening
to this Matthew fellow, and he's just spreading this slanderous lie that he's been to this place called Ghana.
Yeah.
I'm being ganged up on right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on our my side at least. What makes you say that?
Well, I'm a researcher, I'm a census worker, and I'm an expert gynecologist.
You're an expert gynecologist.
Gynecologist.
Oh, sorry about that.
And I was listening to him describe his time in Ghana, and I just know it's pure lies. Mm-hmm. He claimed that they wear Gucci flip-flops, and everyone knows they only wear Supreme there.
There is a lot of Supreme. That's also true.
Oh, okay. That's like, well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, Gucci, Supreme, same thing. That's you, Matthew. Yeah, that's what you sound like right now.
I'm sorry. I don't know if we caught your name, caller.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh.
Ken, that's a very Ghanaian name.
It's a very common name.
In Ghana, that's where you're from, right?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Cool.
Okay, so I appreciate you calling in. So there's that. Is there any other things that you wanted to discuss, Kenny, as you're an expert in gynecology?
Well, we just finished up our census for the year, and for one, he didn't meet our count. There was 35 people in Ghana this year.
Wow.
How do you know I wasn't one of those 35
he's
people?
He's a census taker. You got to put your name down.
I think I saw more than 35 people when I was there.
You think?
Yeah, you think.
You think.
How do you know it wasn't the same guy wearing different clothes?
Mm-hmm. Because I definitely saw more than 35 people in one place.
Okay. Well,
there might have been mirrors.
We'll listen to the expert. We'll listen to the expert, Kenny.
As an expert gynecologist, I can say that Ghana is known for its mirrors and its street trickery. Street magic is so famous there.
Yeah. Why? So maybe no. That's I.
This
that's,
lines up with the. That's the story that I was there.
No, what? How does it? No, it shows that you don't know.
This lines up with the story.
How else would I have known about the mirrors, Tristan?
Well, yeah, you probably read a book or two once, you know.
You can read, I assume.
Everyone knows I can't read.
And I can also verify.
Oh, you're still there.
Yeah.
I can verifiably prove that you've never been there because I have a photo of you at a separate event that's very similarly named and at the same date and time as an event you named. You talked about being at Ghana Meets Nigeria, but really, I have a photo of you dancing shirtless on stage at Ghana Meets Nigel.
Which Nigel?
Nigel Thornberry.
Oh. What?
From the kids show?
Yeah, the Wild Thornberry.
So, I'm really glad that you're speaking truth to power here, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just want to commend you on your service there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, he was a menace at that show. And for the record, the Ghana at that, the Ghana in that concert title isn't the same Ghana that's in Africa. That's for Ghana, North Carolina.
Oh, so it's Ghana the city meets Nigel Thornberry. So was it kind of like a kids concert or what?
It was 18 plus.
Oh. Interesting.
18 plus.
So what sort of, I'm now curious about this. Matt isn't going to admit he's there. So I'm going to hear a few things from Kenny.
I was in
here.
The real Ghana, I swear.
No, like Kenny. So what's this show?
Well, at the show Ghana, North Carolina meets Nigel. I think the front runner was obviously Nigel Thornberry, but he was opened by famous. What's the name? Well, you know that little freak of a kid of his.
Oh, the little like wild kid. Yeah, yeah, that one.
A little freak of a kid that he had with the battle axe.
These are cartoon characters. How would they perform on stage?
They had Tupac, and he's dead on stage. So
he wasn't dead on stage.
They exhumed him and just dropped him there, and went. Snoop Dogg just kept going. Look at him.
This is incredibly disrespectful.
Look.
Incredibly disrespectful.
Turns out he was alive, and we killed him and brought him here.
It's terrible.
Okay, so the hologram. I meant to say he was dead.
He was dead on stage.
Okay, so there. There was holograms of the cartoon characters?
Well, it was like, you know, at Disney World, now they have people in suits.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes
sense. I'm familiar.
Did they
it
have...
was like that, but they had, it was very realistic. It seemed almost fleshlight.
Gross.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Especially because you said that there was a child.
What was it, an 18-plus show? So, I don't know.
Exactly, this is what I'm confused about. Was it an adult kind of actor in a child suit?
I would assume so. Otherwise, like, I mean, obviously, I wasn't a showrunner or anything. I was just a reporter.
So you were there too.
I was a private investigator. I was following you.
There was 35 people.
No, this is at, this is in North Carolina. This isn't in Ghana. This is you. Oh, okay. This is you getting caught in a lie.
So, being an expert gynecologist, what were you doing in?
He was following you.
Ghana, North Carolina.
Well, after your slanderous lies of claiming to work in our country, I was sent by the government as a private investigator to make sure you're not selling secrets and more slander about our country. It's hard enough with our tourism board. We're really needing more money and more tourists in our country.
That's an airtight answer. I can't find any holes in that one.
Well, I would like to talk to someone who's actually, are you calling from Ghana right now?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I cannot compromise my location.
Do you work like an intelligence or?
Well, private investigation.
But you're paid by the government. That's kind of like non-private investigation.
Something smells fishy about this story.
I do investigate private.
Oh, that's...
Whoa, that's not all right. Wait. You say like, gynecologist...
Also, when you say privates, do you mean like military people?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
To which of those things?
I give sponge baths to the new recruits.
It's really investigates
are they,
them.
Are they comfortable with that?
It's an industrial setting.
That doesn't mean anything.
Like in Shawshank Redemption?
Is it like the dream world from Freddy Krueger? Like there's just pipes in an old warehouse somewhere?
That sounds... menacing
not
and
good.
Do you have
scary.
Claw hands
and a green and red sweater?
I have been nicknamed that.
Big old hat.
You've been nicknamed what?
Claw hands.
Oh no,
an old claw.
Do you wear claws on your hands, or do you
no,
have big
I
old hands?
I really like firecrackers. I lost my pinky on each hand.
Oh.
How does that make them claw-like?
That's mean, Matt. You can't make fun of him for his injuries.
Well, have you ever heard of like microwave radiation?
I have.
Yeah.
I was making burritos, and I put my hand in the microwave too quickly.
Like after it was turned off?
If you'd done it slowly, would there have been a different result?
I basically quick-fried my hands, and they curl now. They curl inwards.
All hands curl inwards.
Can I pitch something to you?
Yes.
And just the room?
Wait,
It's a tweet, and the photo, it's called Microwave Wayne Bradiation. And it's a photo of Wayne Brady's head in a microwave.
That's terrible. I don't like that.
Not like dismembered, just Photoshop.
Kenny, what do you think of that?
I'm going to microwave your head, Wayne Brady.
I think the Wayne slows down the joke.
Microwave Wayne Bradiation?
But then how would they know it's Wayne Bradiation?
There you go.
There we go.
What's Wayne Brady up to nowadays?
Go, Kenny has the answer.
He's asking if you think you can sing. Basically, or if you know the words or whatever that show is.
Oh,
whose
like,
line is it anyways?
No, well, yes, that one, and then he has that singing show.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's like, you think you know the words or whatever.
Yeah, so you think you got vocal cords.
you know a word or two.
Can you sing? ! I think that's what it's called.
And it's just people that they like don't look like they have the ability to sing.
Like it's
yeah.
It's like a drop in journalism. They parachute in Eric Andre or an Eric Andre-esque type person, and he asks people on the streets of New York, "Like, can you sing?"
Okay, it sounds like it won't be that good, but maybe I'll tune in once or twice.
It's like YouTube pranks.
What channel does this air on?
900.
Okay, channel 900. I only have 899 channels on my television set.
That's weirdly specific. Are you
I
lying?
Know. Am
yeah,
I what?
Yeah, we do know that you have perjured yourself on this radio show, so. Do you have any other evidence against Matt, just so we can really clinch this deal?
Clinch the pinch, as I like to say.
We need to get this to the DA. Oh.
The DA?
Yeah.
Director's assistant?
Yeah, the Diego.
The Diego?
Yeah, our buddy.
Oh, I also have a mild correction for the whole radio show record here.
Okay.
Because you asked earlier if what a male ballerina is called. You asked if it was a ballerino, which is, I mean, that's a fair assumption.
Okay.
You think so? You'd be like, it's a ballerino.
Hey, a ballerino.
It's actually called a ballerinist.
What?
It's a ballerinist.
Is that true?
Very pompous. It's a very like pompous word for it, so they don't use it as much.
So they, do they just say ballet dancers?
Just they just say that or male ballerina sometimes, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's like a male nurse, probably.
When it should just be nurse. I mean, am I right?
Well, but you are right.
Merce. Merce is taken by the purse fashion world. It's like Coca-Cola and Santa Claus, you know?
But nurse doesn't have any specific kind of gendered trait to it, unlike ballerina.
Well, have you ever seen a dancing nurse?
A nurse, as they say.
I maybe. I've seen a lot of people dance. Some of them might have been nurses. I don't know.
You ever seen a Fred Durst?
Yes.
You've seen Fred Durst?
It's just one of those days.
It's just one of those days.
Oh, I almost went into that the chorus of that song.
should we cut off this phone call?
Yeah, so I really do appreciate you calling in, Kenny.
And making fun of our guests.
Not making fun, like really putting him on the spot.
It's more for my country's protection, really, because you really can't be making lies about Ghana.
I was there.
You pretend to be working, but we all know there's not enough jobs for people.
I was a web developer. I was developing websites.
You can develop
websites
anywhere, Spider-Man.
Thank you so much, Kenny, for calling in.
Hey, you're very welcome.
What's the slogan for Ghana? Maybe you can like plug that before you go.
It's Ghana, don't lie or Kenny Rogers will get ya.
Wow.
I apologize, Kenny Rogers.
I guess all 35 people know who you are, so that's like makes sense to them.
Well, I'm sheriff.
Oh, you're sheriff?
I thought you said you were a private investigator.
But there's not enough jobs. People have to do triple time.
Oh, triple time at different jobs? Or
but
at
all
same,
related
at
to the
job?
Same field.
I'm a census worker.
Okay. He's a gynecologist.
A gynecologist.
I'm a ballerinist.
A ballerinist, okay.
And I'm that fourth one.
And what do you
a sheriff?
What's your most time-consuming hobby?
Ballerinist, for sure.
Oh,
that's
why didn't you start
there?
That's
a hobby.
Well, I often can duel up on things. Like, I can go ballerinist practice during sheriff duty.
Okay.
And it actually does help, because, you know, if you actually spin fast enough, like pirouette, as they call it in the biz, if you pirouette fast enough on dirt, you can actually gain enough speed to catch up to speeding cars.
That's Whoa. Interesting. That's pretty
Just
cool.
in the dirt, though.
Well, it's easier on dirt. So it slows you down, and
what
you have to,
surface
like,
is it hardest on?
Like, have you ever seen the Tasmanian Devil?
I have.
Yeah.
That's basically what you have to try and do.
Okay, but
you
but you're
just tornado off in any direction you please?
Yeah, you bring your knee up and you plie properly and you start your pirouette and you jump.
Awesome. Thanks, Kenny.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
I don't.
Aw.
Well, that right. was fun.
That was, kind
of, by the way, by a the couple way. Fact checks there.
Yeah, sure.
Jamie Foxx hosts the show where people have to guess the song. It's called
what?
Beat Shazam, and they have
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, it's Jamie Foxx.
Like, the Jamie Foxx?
No, the other one.
Jamie
yes,
Jamie Foxx?
Well, like, the actor.
Yes.
I feel like he's much bigger to be than to be hosting
what's he been in lately?
I don't know.
He's in Baby Driver.
Yeah, he was in Baby Driver.
He hosted the BET Awards.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just
he was
after
Django.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, but still.
That was a big movie.
Yeah,
that was a very big movie.
Did he get nominated for that? Like Best Actor?
Maybe.
Best Sound Mixing, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why they gave it to him.
He has a music career.
Yeah. Yes. So I feel like, I mean, hey, if you like, hey, many hats, I guess. If you like doing lots of things, you got to these days.
Hats.
Am I right?
Hey-ho,
if you want to make a living in this city, you better be okay with doing all sorts of things.
Oh!
Why don't we go to a quick little break?
Let's go to a quick.
Maybe you'll hear my voice in the bits there because there's a few ads created by little old me.
Tristan wants me to play the ads that he's created. What song does he want me to play? I think I know what
it's
called.
Bye, magic.
Send it. do you know him? How do you support him?
Timber Concerts and CITR present Superorganism with guest you know, Friday, August 31st at the Imperial. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online.
Of CITR in Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR in Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sakura's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
Hi, we're back.
We have
we have from outer space.
Hey! Hey, Matt's never been to Ghana. Matt, how's it going?
Hey. Have you ever been to Ghana? Show us your passport.
I didn't bring my passport.
No.
No, actually.
You're listening.
No,
I brought my passport, and it says you've never been to Ghana.
Yeah.
Your passport wouldn't say such things.
I yeah, no, it did.
Do you guys ever use your passports just as, like, notebooks?
No.
Like, if I'm going to the store sometimes, I'll just jot down what I need in my passport.
Yeah, like,
what
right
happened,
next to
what if you
Thailand
do that,
thing.
And then...
I go to the airport the next time, the guy's like,
I don't know the
country
I've
been
to.
You overstayed your visa in guacamole. Because it's happened to me.
Hey. Oh, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 F.
M stands for Matthew. What does it stand for?
Matthew. Mountains.
No, the FM.
For me.
Oh, yes, for me.
For me.
There's also FY, which is for you.
Yeah.
But no, this is just for us.
And then AM is after me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the latest form of radio.
Because you can only listen to it after somebody's made it. Mm-hmm. So listen to it after me.
So you can't listen to us now because we're making it right
now.
No,
but
so.
You can listen to it AM. Right now it's FM because it's for me.
Mm.
And then later it'll be AM because it's after me.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, we have fun.
Oh, we do the jokes.
Oh, no.
Somebody stop us.
Us? You and me?
So Matt, how's it going?
How's your day going, sir?
Man, I'm
my friend.
So confused right now.
You're jet lagged, I bet, from wherever you've been.
I am jet lagged. Yeah. I've spent the last few days sitting on planes, and now
see,
I'm
sitting
here.
On planes. Didn't say they were flying.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am talking to you two, and it is an out of body experience.
Wait, you're talking to you two? What are they doing here? Like just, Bono?
Yeah, Bono. He's buying sunglasses.
Oh, you've got me. You've got me there, Matthew.
So I do want to...
Well, I guess I'm on the radio now.
I don't think he's jet-lagged.
Me I'm jet-lagged. Neither.
I think he jet-lagged himself.
Let me just
How
say...
How can you jet-lag yourself without being on a jet?
Well,
gotcha.
Well, I'm a rock
Not
star.
Not all planes are jets.
Let me talk. I'm a famous rock star. I've been on many planes. Sometimes I'll say I'm going on tour to, you know, trick the missus, get some time on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just Hang sit on a Edge. Plane. But then... She'll get wise because I'm not jet-lagged, so I'll get Larry Mullen's senior son, and he'll hit me in the head with a hammer a few times. Then I'll be out of it for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you haven't done that? Show us the back of your head.
He's showing us the back of his head.
Here's I see a couple of welts.
I do see a couple of welts. I do see a claw hammer still in the back.
Those are
that's,
unrelated claw
that's
hammers
pretty impressive.
And welts.
Mm.
It's from something else.
What?
I got hit in the back of the head with a claw hammer several times, and now it's stuck in there. Mm. But not that, from...
That'll do it.
When,
but Bono, it was
away.
After I arrived back
okay.
in...
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, hey, guys.
Yeah, Jackie, Bono was in here.
Yeah, man, you
what?
Missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. It was pretty cool.
I know you've been listening to a lot of U2 lately. That's a real-life fact. He told me that.
Whoa, doxed. You just doxed the guy.
Well,
Jack's been doxed. Jack's been doxed.
You want to maybe read out my postal code next?
V6N. Just kidding. They all stand like that.
They all stand like that?
They all start like that.
What does doxed mean?
Well, first you got to be a
distribution
doctor.
Of your z-information.
Z-information. Yeah. I do believe we have one final.
We have one final segment.
Whoa.
This is called Would You Rather. Sorry, Bono again. Bye, guys.
Would you rather wanna hurt me?
Me.
Would you rather wanna
make me cry?
Would you rather wanna
burn me?
No.
Would you rather wanna
see me fly?
No.
This is a little game called Would You Rather. Matt, you know the rules of Would You Rather.
Of course.
Explain them to me.
They give you two situations.
Who's they?
You two.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The band, not you two in this room.
I'm
Thank
back.
You.
I'm gone.
I got to pick between two separate situations that I would rather be involved in.
So exactly. So the way we do it, Jack is going to be the moderator for, I believe, for them.
Yes.
So he's going to give us the two options. We got to make sure to ask Jack questions.
Otherwise.
Otherwise, he might pop something out once we've already made our decision and make you realize. So you got to make sure you ask about everything.
Okay, so we got to flesh it out beforehand. You got to get the particulars
before
down.
You make your decision.
Are you and I in this together?
Well, I mean, we're competing against each other, but when you ask a question, I also gain that information.
So do we end up on opposite sides? Do we have to pick different?
No.
How are
all
we
right,
in
here we go.
Okay.
The first one.
All humanity's
and
competition.
I think this one may require changing my voice a little bit.
Okay.
Would you rather be my daddy or my mommy's? It's my kid voice.
That was
creepy.
I didn't like it. I was like Stitch.
How old are you?
Four.
Is that four or five? I can't tell.
Four.
Is that
that's an old man's
five?
Voice.
No, yeah, sounds like an old New York guy.
I'm four. How could I make this any clearer?
Okay, so either
I'm
be
4 years old.
Foyer. Foyer?
I'm on foyer.
Oh, he's on fire. Whoa.
Ooh, I don't know if I want to be either the mother or
okay,
the father.
Okay, so
at that point.
Well, it's not mother or father.
Who's
it's mommy
gonna,
or
who's
daddy?
Who's going to be the foyer of this fun four-year-old?
Okay, when you say daddy, does that mean like the new hip way people say daddy?
No, it's not like the sex thing.
Okay, good. Wanted to get that. You know.
What about mommy? Is that also...
I hope that's not a sex thing.
Okay, well, he hopes.
It exists.
So I hope I don't
he knows
intend,
for sure.
I don't intend it in the sex way, and I really hope it's not in the sex way.
We're talking biological parents.
Yes. Which one of you wants to go and if I can pardon the expression, boink my other parent? Up to you which gender that parent is.
Wait, with that.
You could be my father or my mother.
Is this like, are you talking from like beyond life? To like,
yeah, right now I'm an abstract concept. I don't have a gender.
Oh, I can tell with that voice.
You can name me too. I have one now, but we don't need to
what
get
is
out.
Now. Your name?
Val Kilmer. We pick movie stars' names.
Wait, when you're a baby up in heaven, obviously.
Yes.
Heaven, you get to pick your own name, and it's usually movie stars.
Usually. I mean, all
that's
we have is
true.
IMDb. The only website we get here is IMDb.
That.
Wait, what? Matt was going to finish something.
Finish
that's,
your
that's
thoughts,
a good point.
Sir.
Babies up in heaven would have to name themselves.
For a little while, at least.
Yeah.
To differentiate them.
I'll tell you when it switches. Hmm. They call it the zygote switch.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when we get our brain and our heartbeat. You know, life begins then, you know. anyway, yeah.
I don't know about that. Where's that soundboard?
Mine. we only have IMDb, so that's why we're all movie stars.
That's the only website.
Well,
you
there's
can
a
access.
Lot of people.
That's the only question we got.
Okay, so there's a lot of people on IMDb, not just movie stars. So would you ever have like a second unit producer or a assistant editor?
No, we can only we can't hit see all cast.
They can't.
Oh.
They can't scroll
we can
down.
Only, we can only see the top five. Anyway, that's not really relevant to this.
I know.
Question.
I was just curious. Okay, so if I'm the daddy, what is my career?
Your career? You're the guy with the monocle from Monopoly.
Okay, the Monopoly man.
I suppose.
Okay, if I'm the
Matthew,
mommy, if I'm the mommy,
yeah.
How many times have I sustained a bone fracture?
Ooh, good point.
How many brokens have you boned? let me see. Well, you've had six kids. So you've broken your pelvis six times.
How large?
Oh my god.
Two questions, both related to that.
Yeah.
How large were the kids?
25 pounds.
Out of
and you refuse to do C-sections.
And out of these kids, which
no.
you are one of them.
We think of them as C as Satan sections.
That's not
because the devil owns the ocean. He owns the ocean and the sea.
Okay, so when you're a dad, if you're the daddy, are you fathering six kids as well, or is this a completely different kind of timeline?
How many of these kids did the daddy father?
The daddy's fathered all six of them. So he's broken his pelvis six
my
times.
God. Okay, then we
that's
make our
just
decision.
A revenge thing of the mother.
Like so the mother
you
has
got me pregnant, you son of a bitch. And then she hits him with the car.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I broke my pelvis in there. Now you know what
so
it feels like.
So mommy broke daddy's pelvis.
Mommy broke daddy's pelvis.
Okay.
And daddy inadvertently broke mommy's.
I hate this new character. I'm going to say I'd rather be the mom, because breaking your pelvis, giving life, is a little more better than being assaulted with a car.
I'm just going to say this. We don't do epidurals neither.
Oh, my God. Matt.
Maddie, what do you say? Do you want to have a – which way do you want to have a pel to pelvis?
I'll be the daddy because I quite enjoy when a car is, you know, I like looking at cars.
You like looking at them up close, I hope.
Your pelvis is going to sound like someone hood. Playing Yahtzee.
Yeah. You know, she's going to shake you around for a bit too afterwards.
Oh my God. I hate this scenario.
I feel like after the first time.
I hate this so much.
I feel like after the first time and I stuck around to have more children, then I have to not mind it that much, right?
I guess there's a love.
She's a good
Maybe
cook.
I have a high pain tolerance or, you know, some faulty nerve endings or something like that.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you about what kind of car it was.
Oh, what kind of car?
A Rolls Royce.
Oh, so you're quite wealthy.
You both slipped and fell into the money tree, I tell you that.
I don't. Okay, sweet.
Anyway, that's the end of this.
Do we want to do one more would you rather?
Well, yeah, why not? Make it quick. All right, so.
Okay.
Come back to being Jack.
Thank God.
You didn't like Val Kilmer?
I didn't.
That's the most fun I've had in a long time.
You? What do you mean?
I mean Val. He texted me just now and said.
Okay, cool. Okay. Next,
would you rather?
Everyone thinks you're really good at karate, so they don't.
What?
It says mess here, but it doesn't say mess. It says the F word. So they don't the F word with you, but in reality, you don't know any karate. Or you're really good at karate, but nobody knows it, so you're constantly being F worded with.
Okay.
Fricked, maybe I should say.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So you either, you know karate?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What dojo did I train at?
I don't know what that has.
Isn't that where you train?
Yeah, I know, but I don't
know
why that's.
My Hero Dojo on Jerusalem Avenue in Queens.
Okay. That clears
if you
it up.
Need to know.
Do you live in Queens at this point?
Don't do it.
In this scenario, yes.
Bring the accent back.
Do you want to know your master's name?
I have a question.
Yes, your sensei.
In the case that I don't know karate, everyone is messing with me.
Yeah.
For what reason are they messing with me?
Because I think
you're a racist.
that changes.
Look at this
things.
Racist that doesn't know karate. Let's mess with him.
Okay. Okay.
But you do know karate, so you can fight these people off. So you're probably a bad person.
Yeah. You're a racist who keeps punching people.
And did I learn the karate for racist reasons?
That is a very good question, and the answer is yes.
And do I only use the karate to carry out racist acts?
No. You use it to carry out crimes.
Against
the public?
What kind of crime?
Banks.
Bank robberies?
You use it to commit crimes against bank robbers, other bank robbers.
So I'm a vigilante of sorts.
No. You are another bank robber.
So I just wait for them to rob.